Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, May 14th.
T-minus 20 seconds, and the countdown continues to go smoothly.
Skylab, the first American space station, launched from Cape Kennedy 50 years ago today.
9, 8. We have ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And we have a liftoff. The Skylab lifting off the pad now, moving up.
Skylab used the third stage of a Saturn moon rocket. It was as roomy as a 3-bedroom house. Crews of 3 astronauts would fly up separately and spend up to 2 months at a time aboard the station. They would look at Earth and the Sun, conduct experiments, and study how their own bodies adapted to long stretches of weightlessness. From the beginning, though, the station was in trouble.
Skylab space station, now in orbit. Still some doubt in the minds of flight controllers here in Mission Control as to whether the main solar panels on the workshop have indeed deployed.
A minute after launch, a shield designed to protect the station from tiny space rocks ripped away. It took one of 2 electricity-producing solar panels with it and jammed the other one shut. Without the second panel, there wouldn't be enough power to support Skylab's work. The first crew was already on the launch pad, ready to head for orbit shortly after Skylab itself. But the astronauts had to stand down while engineers tried to understand the problem and see if there was a way to save the first American space station. More tomorrow. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.